This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
I'm really interested in your business model. It's very cool. I like how you set it up, and you've actually built a very successful business in a short amount of time. What are some of your most proud professional accomplishments that you've had?
I would have to say the success I see from clients. I would say that today it's really easy to make a buck online. It's never been easier to sell something online,
right.
But it's never been harder to build a business. Mm-hmm. You know, you can chase a transaction, and that's what I felt like that sometimes in selling the online course, you know, if people didn't get the value out of it, you know, I didn't want to take the money. Ultimately, I want raving fans because I see that's the best way to grow a business.
Right.
Is that if you have raving fans that you've served them well, you don't have to worry about advertising anymore. They'll take care of it for you.
Right. So how do you maintain focus? There's with inbound marketing, there are a lot of options and it's easy to expand, and you seem to have a very good focus on what you're doing, what you're offering. How do you keep from getting distracted with other opportunities?
And that's probably the biggest problem I see today.
Yeah.
I mean, every time you go online, there's something new that you've got to try and this magic trick, and you never know which way to go. And I always say the way to go is towards the customer.
Right.
So they make all of the decisions. Figure out who your customer is and then figure out what can serve them. So if your customers don't listen to podcasts, don't be on podcasts. You know, if they're not on Instagram,
right.
Why would you be there?
Right.
So there's a lot of things where it's the shiny new object. And if we only had this new tool to use, that would make the difference in our business. And really, it's not. Business hasn't changed. Only the tools have. So we always try to focus on what's the strategy? What's the strategy that we're trying to serve this customer with? And then does this tool support it or doesn't it? Because ultimately, the strategy doesn't change, but all the tools are going to change within, you know, within a year, maybe by next week.
To hear full episodes of the Business Leadership Series, visit blsnow.net.